Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, April 15th, 2026, Tax Day. Members of the Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine and their supporters will be passing out flyers today from noon to 1 in downtown Bangor near the Kenduskeag Stream Bridge, near where Estate Street and Hammond Streets meet. They are asking residents to actively oppose a proposed huge increase in military spending for 2027. They say, quote, "The public is reacting to what they consider a disgusting and horrific proposal by the U.S. presidential administration for a $500 billion increase to the Pentagon's budget, along with at least a 10% cut in human needs programs. The April 3rd White House proposal includes billions more for war fighting while cutting all non-war department spending, from environmental protection to food and farmer assistance to education to healthcare to NASA. The additional funding for the Pentagon is likely to be used for continued wars in the Middle East, including on the ground and in other parts of the world," end quote. So they'll be out there passing out flyers today in downtown Bangor from noon to 1. For more information, contact Larry Danziger at the Peace and Justice Center at 262-3706 or larryd@myfairpoint.net. Data centers are springing up across the country, including here in Maine, raising concerns about the large amounts of water and energy they require and drawing protests from local residents. LD 307, an act to establish the Maine Data Center Coordination Council and place a temporary limitation on certain data centers, has already passed in the state legislature and it is awaiting Governor Mills' signature. Joe Oliva of Grow Smart Maine explains why they worked on the bill and why they're calling now for supporters to contact the governor and ask her to sign it.
My name is Joe Oliva. I work with Grow Smart Maine and the Maine Broadband Coalition. I'm doing outreach and communications and advocacy. One of the bills that we've been working really hard on is LD 307, which is an act that will create the Maine Data Center Coordination Council and enact a 18-month temporary limitation on data center construction for data centers above 20 megawatts. We picked up on this issue November of last year as a piece of a national trend that we saw happening. And in light of our organizational mission being like a land use organization, but really an organization that works with communities on a whole set of different issues, with a kind of organizing principle of it's better to change than to be changed. And we want to create communities in which people feel like they can thrive, that they belong, and where they feel safe. Data centers were far off, or they felt far away. And over the course of the last 6 months, we've seen multiple projects pop up around the state. And I've been working on this bill that seeks to put a pause, basically, and say, let us figure this out together as a state, and especially in light of the development trends that we were seeing, essentially precluded community involvement until proposal landed on a city council docket or a town council docket, in which communities were asked whether or not they approve of their new neighbor. And at that point, plans had already been made, decisions had already been made, details that are salient to, I think, public life and living in a community were kept under discussed at the very least, that be involving electricity usage, water usage, these types of things. And so we saw that as a problem for Maine communities, many of which are rural, which are places in which data centers tend to target in terms of their development. Our kind of advocacy around it has been, let's make sure the communities get a seat at the table to help inform the planning process from the beginning. The bill has passed through the legislature at this point, and now it lands on Governor Janet Mills' desk. And so we're asking folks to reach out to the office of Governor Mills, and which is a form that you can fill out on our website, and asking her to sign the bill and put it into law. The only thing between this bill being enacted or not is Governor Mills' signature. You know, we have a great deal of respect towards the work that she's done in the state for the last 8 years, especially in strengthening communities around their ability to respond to this type of project. And we respectfully ask her to sign this bill into law because we believe that it's a key step towards creating a kind of development paradigm, but also creating a future in which communities have some stewardship over projects that carry significant impacts.
Where can people get more information about this topic?
They can get more information from growsmartmaine.org. We have community resources in our community guide section, but we also have testimony that we've submitted in our public policy section of the website to get our full thoughts.
That was Joe Oliva of Grow Smart Maine. The bill is LD 307, an act to establish the Maine Data Center Coordination Council and place a temporary limitation on certain data centers. It's on Governor Mills' desk at this time. I'll post the link, but it's pretty simple to find it. It's maine.gov/governor, and you'll see a contact button, and there's the form that Joe was talking about. And again, Grow Smart Maine's website is just growsmartmaine.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.